From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. As Billy Joel once sang, it's a matter of trust. In recent years, the city of Homestead has been criticized for mishandling development projects and taking too long on them. But voters this week gave Homestead the okay to borrow $26 million for several construction projects. WLRN's Elaine Chen has the story.
Homestead earned an overwhelming majority of votes in support of bonds for the Seminole Theater and police headquarters. $18 million of those bonds will go toward building a new police station. Vice Mayor Stephen Shelley says the new building can't come soon enough. The current police headquarters are contaminated with mold and radon. On top of that, the building is too small.
It is an unsafe environment. We want to get our officers out of that sick building as fast as possible. We have people working in old closets. We've converted closets into office space.
But the city hasn't had a great track record for getting things done quickly. The city's renovation of the Seminole Theater has taken more than 15 years, and the city still hasn't even selected a site for the new police headquarters. Vice Mayor Shelley says these projects will not take as long.
Well, it can't take decades. There's requirements under the bond for issuance, so that we can't issue the bonds and then just not do anything with them.
City officials say federal tax laws require that these bond proceeds are spent within 3 years. Homestead property owners will likely see the tax increase from the bonds by this fall. I'm Elaine Chen in Miami.
Democrats have filed 3 ethics and campaign finance complaints against Florida Governor Rick Scott. They accuse Scott of not fully disclosing the use of an aircraft owned by his wife's company. Scott uses the Cessna jet for campaign events and government business. Steve Bosquet in the Herald Times Tallahassee Bureau says the commissions on ethics and elections may not even consider the complaints until after the November election.
The Democrats are trying to cause some election year mischief for a Republican governor. That should be obvious. But secondly, they're attacking Rick Scott where they think Rick Scott is vulnerable on the issue of transparency. He's not coming clean with the public, the Democrats say, when it comes to accounting for his campaign expenses.
The Scott campaign contends he is only required to periodically report the use of the airplane. Meanwhile, former Governor Charlie Crist is blaming Governor Scott for being uninvited to speak at the Council of 100 Policy Advisory Group's meeting. Crist was originally scheduled to speak to the group in Orlando yesterday, but was taken off the agenda at the very last minute. The Republican-turned-Democrat, who is seeking his old job with his new party, said he believes that Rick Scott was behind the decision. A council spokesperson says the group simply didn't want the meeting to become political. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Now it's back to Wanda Miles.